This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC News Update. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Larry Rullison in the Albany Times-Union reports about the changing solar power industry and new laws that may affect locals. In Greene County, towns such as Cairo have started small solar farms lately, as regulations allow municipalities to buy the power for typically 30% to 35% above what they normally charge other customers. Quote, although the ways such solar farms are financed can vary, the developers typically pay the cost of the solar farm and charge the municipality a fixed long-term rate for the electricity, unquote, writes Rullison in the Times Union. Quote, the municipality gets to substantially lower its electric bills from the premium it earns selling the power back to the utility, unquote. A December Public Service Commission ruled that the industry was taking advantage of, quote, uneconomic arbitrage, unquote, and now the solar industry says that drastically alters the financial projections for hundreds of projects. Monolith Solar was planning to move from Rensselaer and build a new $4.6 million headquarters in Slingerlands, but now it's not so sure. Quote, Monolith says it has 231 such remote solar farm projects in the pipeline, all of which will have to be scrapped if the rule change stands, unquote. Read the full story in the Albany Times-Union. U.S. Senators Charles Schumer and Kirsten Gillibrand on Thursday, February 12th, announced $8 million in federal funding for housing authorities throughout eight counties in the Capital Region. The funds will be used to modernize and develop affordable housing for low-income working families in the region. Greene County got $113,897,000. Columbia County got $187,360,000. Albany County will receive $3,135,513, and Rensselaer County gets $2,158,045. The funding was allocated through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development's Capital Fund Program. This is Tom Rowe reporting for WGXC.